to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. Glad you could join us. Thanks for being with us. This is our guest segment, and we have a terrific guest. You know who he is. He's one of my old friends and colleagues. We do a lot of broadcasting together, have for years. His name's Paul Martin, and we're going to be talking about the current state of affairs in America and across the globe. A lot of our discussion will center on the coronavirus, but there's a lot of spinoff effects that we'll have to hit as well, too. Before we join my friend Paul Martin, we're going to have to let you know that there are some people that make this show possible. Without them, the lights would not get turned on. The first group, Noble Gold. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you go into a crisis, and we're going to talk about the possibility of global economic depression as a result of the coronavirus, the indicators are all there. We'll get into that. You really need to get out of the bank. I mean, have enough there to pay your bills, but you need to go gold and silver and gold-backed investments, and Noble Gold can help you with those conversions so you don't take a bath when trouble comes. Give them a call, 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges told you to call. The website is noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, you also will need food and water, because if it gets really bad, we're going to be in martial law. You won't be going out of your house. What you got is what's in your home. Well, you want to have something in your home now, because if you wait until the crisis hits, it's too late, baby. Sounds like an old Carole King song, doesn't it? It's too late, baby. It's too late. Well, it's not if you act now. PrepareWithDave.com is our storable food company. They're setting records right now for sales because people are getting it. They realize they're their own first responder. So what do you have to do? Well, you go to PrepareWithDave.com. And then look at what they got for you there. Two-day shipping, which is really important in this volatile environment. They also have for you restaurant-quality food. I've tasted it. It's terrific. 25-year shelf life, 47% off the two-week emergency kit. And why are we selling it that way? Because we can make it cheap, and we can get people started who are not prepared. But also, too, for those of you who want to add to your existing stockpile, you can order multiple sets as long as supplies last. And this also serves as a bug-out kit. I mean, we're calling three birds with one stone. PrepareWithDave.com is the place to go for that big discount. And speaking of discounts, we're also discounting the AquaPure filter, water filter. You need water filtration. On the fourth day, the Naval War College says that, hey, guess what, boys and girls? Waterborne illness is number one cause of death. You'll find standing water, but it won't be drinkable. Well, we can make it drinkable with this device. And all the scientific research that backs up the validity of this product is right there. Go to waterwithdave.com, take 40% off, waterwithdave.com. So you got the food, you got the water, you got the gold, now you have the news with Paul Martin. Paul, welcome to our guest segment here, and I should mention just very quickly, we're on KYAH, that's our new flagship station. We are also on Global Star Radio Network, Red State Talk Radio, all their relative affiliates. This will probably replay on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, as well as Megaphone, which sends out our podcast to all the usual suspects like Apple, Spotify, etc. So we've got a pretty good reach, and you'll probably hear this too on the website at thecommonsenseshow.com. That's the Common Sense Show venues. And we've grown significantly because people are waking up and they're sick of the mainstream media. Anyway, here's a guy from my side of the fence, not mainstream media, Paul Martin. Paul, welcome. And man, do you think we'll have anything to talk about tonight?
Yeah, this is an OMG moment, Dave.
Yeah, it is. Start us off. What's going on?
Well, I think with the fact that at some point, and I think Trump hasn't gone too ballistic on the air traffic, but they did lay, there's an article this evening about the possibility of shutting the traffic. They should have shut the traffic down a month ago. This by the time we got the news on this corona or whatever it is virus, that should have been an immediate stopgap. I mean, he's got intelligence agencies, he's got U.S. military. I mean, the military, and especially the officer grade, they've been buying massive amounts of food for 2 weeks.
I know. I'm hearing from them. Dave, can you help us get some food? That's why people need to order quickly, because we are going to run out.
Absolutely. So, you know, as a former Marine, that tells me that the buzz is in within the upper echelons of the military. Don't know if it's gravitating down to the, you know, the privates and the corporals and sergeants, but they're expecting something pretty big, Dave.
Well, Mike Adams sent me something tonight. I think you'll find this interesting. I should say last night, pardon me. The infection rate's well into the tens of thousands here in America. It's silent for a large extent. And then, of course, you got the Bianca research study that shows 183 million expected infections globally by the end of February. Wow. I mean, this... I really thought this could burn itself out because I thought second-generation mutation would be lower and it wouldn't stay alive at the rate it's going. But that doesn't appear to be the case, does it?
No, and I mean, it's in Finland now, United Arab Emirates, mm-hmm. It's in India. God help us. Can you imagine what this thing will do in India?
Well,
the way those people live?
You've got the two most populated countries right now affected. India and China. Have you seen what's going on inside China for civil unrest?
Yeah.
They're shooting people for violating quarantine zones.
Yeah, they're literally boarding up people's in their apartments and their homes.
I know, people say this is why you need to be prepped. I did a podcast a few days ago, Paul, and I told some people, you owe me an apology. The World Health Organization says you owe me an apology because they've declared a pandemic. And I took the more moderate approach. You know, you heard me, Paul. I said, I'm not convinced the second generation, third generation mutation will cause the same transmissibility rate of 3.8. Now, that doesn't appear to be the case. And I was overly optimistic. Yet I had people writing to me, fearmonger. Oh, you've joined the side of hysteria, Dave. I didn't go far enough. I really didn't. I erred on the side of caution. Where are you at on all this? Did you think it was going to get this bad?
Absolutely. Number one is, how long have I been talking about a bioweapon?
Well, about 3 or 4 years.
Exactly. It's easy. It's simple. It gets the jobs done. And the elite get they want. They want us all dead anyway. I mean... there's enough quotes out there on population reduction that I could do a college class on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Prince Philip, you know, one of the great ones was Prince Philip's doing an interview, and the interviewer said, well, you know, you're married to the queen, you've got castles everywhere, you've been everywhere, all over the world. What possibly could you want to be if you came back to this planet? And he said, a virus to eradicate humanity.
Mm.
And that's what they're planning on. I mean, Cousteau said, being a scuba diver, you know, I was a Cousteau freak as a kid. And but he said, well, you know, we need to eliminate 30, you know, when he was alive, he said, we need to eliminate 35,000 people a day to save the coral reef. And so, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. This has been their plan forever. And isn't it funny, Dave Hodges, that the impeachment is going south on the Dems just like we knew it would? And then, OMG, here comes a bioweapon out of China that had already been in China for 30 days. And then it hit the news. And I told you 3 years ago that these people were, they're, they're done. And as we've seen the impeachment process going on, we know they're really, really, really done. And I told you, and I told the audience, these people are going to go for scorched earth.
Hmm.
Didn't I?
Repeatedly on our shows, our talks together, you have a high-level source. And according to him, as you reported it, this was going to happen. It was inevitable. Inevitable. That would be the word I'd use to describe it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's these people are so sick and so twisted and so demonic. If they can't have it, nobody gets it. And they're done for a generation. I mean, they took their submarine down into a 20,000 foot trench in the ocean and opened up the doors, is exactly what they did.
How bad do you think it's going to get? What are your people telling you?
You know, I haven't heard anything in the last 48 hours on the bioweapon, but you know, I've been studying this stuff for years. You know, the H1N1, the H7N9, H5N1, all this stuff for years, and I've talked to some professionals on these things. But they can do whatever they want with these things. I mean, you got now, today, and I put it up on at revolutionradio.org, they found a 10-year-old boy in China that's a super spreader. The disease literally just comes off of his skin, and he has no symptoms. It's just exactly like it was with Ebola. There were super carriers in the Congo that could spread the disease over and over and over again, and they were never affected by the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to find the same thing with this. And they published a report on a 10-year-old boy today, and I put it up on the website.
Typhoid Mary, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. And so here we go again, and Ms. Shedlock, 3 days ago, 2 days ago, did a great article on all of the flights of the, of course, the wealthy. The peasants aren't leaving China, but the wealthy are leaving. And there was just flight after flight. He had the flight numbers. He had the time of arrival, Toronto, Calgary, Los Angeles, New York. And I was listening to, it was yesterday, I think. And I was updating the website and listened to Alex Jones, and a guy called in from the Keys, lives in Isla Morada, which I absolutely love. I used to go diving out there. And he said, Alex, there are Chinese people all over this place. I've lived here all my life, and I've never seen this many Chinese people. So there's a whole other infection zone. And Atlanta, they flew into Atlanta, and they plan for this thing to go hot. It's just so easy for them. Not the Republicans, well, probably some of the Republicans, but for the Democrats that are officially finished for a generation, they don't care if they kill 350 million Americans. Doesn't make them any problem. And it doesn't make the elite any problem. They've been talking about it for 50 years.
Wow.
And we don't know how this thing, like all diseases do, they get into a, you know, you and I are visiting, you've got it, and I get it, and it gets in my body, and it starts looking for, like, well, wow, what do I need to do to stay here, you know? And they change, and they morph, and they do all these other things. And the way these things are built, they can dial into them anything they want to. I mean, they've been doing this stuff a long time. I mean, this isn't some new science that they've just discovered. Yeah, I was asking back during the H1N1 and the H3N1. One was in Illinois and one was in Indiana during the fair season in September, and I saw the reports, and so I called a friend of mine and that I thought might know a guy that knew about this stuff, and he got me in touch with a doctor. And I was telling him what I saw, and I asked him, I said, hey, Doc, what if that H1N1 meets with the H3N1 and recombine? And he goes, the first report I hear of that, we're getting out of the country. And now then, we've got this new whatever it is, coronavirus, this thing's coming up as pneumonia. There was one lady nurse, and it was 2 or 3 days ago, and I guess they smuggled out it was taken on a phone, and she was in full hazmat gear, and she's saying, this isn't a coronavirus, this is pneumonic plague. And I believe she's right, because why are we getting all of these pneumonia-like symptoms? So it makes perfect sense to me that this lady Chinese doctor was right.
Well, when you look at this and you say these people are all correct with their projections, what is the end game? What is society going to look like?
Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me? We just had a dropout here. What's the end game, Paul?
Man, with 4 grandkids, 3 grandkids, I really don't want to say it, but this could be the end game population reduction deal. I mean, India, China, they've got Germany, they got a Japanese bus driver today that hadn't been to China, and he's got it. I mean, the stories are going to be endless, Dave, endless.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get my mind around this. I've maintained that this first generation isn't the worst we're going to see. I maintain that we're going to see a second wave. If this is bioengineered, and everyone and their mother says it is, I think we're going to see a second wave that'll overwhelm the system. Let me tell you, you saw the article I published about the Baltic Dry Index, which is the indicator about the global economy health. It's already 78% down from what it was before the virus started because of the lack of a trade deal between China and America. So a lot of people thought, well, that trade deal, that's...
Oh, my gosh. Dave Hodges and Paul Martin got cut off. What a shock.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've reestablished connections with Paul. It just never ends. Anyway, what I was saying at the time we got cut off is that I expect a two-phase attack if it's bioengineered, because that's most effective. As you're dealing with one and it begins to burn out, boom, here comes the other one, and your resources are already depleted. So that's if this is bioengineered and all the indications are that it is, I thought we'd see a two-phase attack. But I was also talking about the Baltic Dry Index at the time we got cut off. And that's an indicator of global health by measuring trade. And it's kind of like a futures market, if you will, for global economy. And it was already down 78% because of the lack of a trade deal between China and the United States. And a lot of people thought, well, it's going to recover. It'll be okay. January will be good. And boom, here comes Corona. And we're already dealing with a Baltic Dry Index measure that's very low and sinking by the day. We could have a global depression without even having a cataclysm of deaths. In other words, maybe we have 100,000 deaths globally. I think it's going to be a lot more than that, but use that as a benchmark. Paul, it's now possible that we could still have a global economic collapse just based on low numbers because of the fragile condition of the global economy already. And who does this hurt the most? Trump.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've talked about it, and you wrote about it, about the Chinese connection to the Democratic Party. And, it'll be interesting, if not frightening, of how long reports like Mike Adams with you, how long will they keep this under wraps to keep the market up?
It's That's why the airports
are open. I know. Unbelievably. But at some point, they'll have to shut down transportation. And that, the National Truckers Association already said 2 weeks ago, and that's before this broke, that they were worried about civil unrest in the country, and they said any hot zones our truckers will not drive into. Now then, we've got a pandemic. So at some point, they'll have to stop all air travel around the world. If India blows up, oh my God. And like I said, it's already in the United Arab Emirates. It's already in Finland. It's, they're sold out of masks in England. And we don't know how many Chinese have flown into the country in all these flights and where they're at and where they were dispersed. So, you know, I'm a hope, you know, being a dad, a granddad, I'm a hope for the best, but prepare for the worst guy. But this ain't looking good, Dave.
No, it's gotten to the point where it's breached control. The N95 masks are not going to work. Have you heard that?
Oh, I already know.
Say again, Paul. You broke up.
No, I know that. The one Chinese doctor 2 days ago, he said the only way that you get away from this is in a full hazmat suit. Now, how many people in this country do you think, or in the world, have a hazmat suit, Dave?
None, and you're exactly right, and that's what I've been told. So, in other words, the general population is left defenseless. Do you think that's an overstatement?
No, I think that's an absolute fact by design.
Interesting. Have you seen what Gerald Celente is saying about this, about the possibility of a world war now because of this?
Yeah.
What's your opinion on this?
I understand Gerald's statement, but what are you going to do, bomb the entire planet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, you know, what you've got to do is immediately stop all air travel around the planet. Immediately. I mean, like, right now. And reassess what your country has. And, you know, they're talking about this vaccine won't be ready for a year. They had one that they said could be ready in 90 days. And the guy I talked to said, there's no way you can do a vaccine in a trial in 90 days. It's impossible. But they may try to pull that off, scare the living crap out of everybody, come here and get your vaccine, you'll live, and you'll just be another casualty of a bioweapon war. They've been dreaming about this for decades, Dave, decades.
Well, I think this is one of their fail-safe plans, excuse me. I think that at the end of the day, this is like their doomsday bomb. Nothing else. See, this is what people aren't considering in the context of what we're dealing with here. You've got 40% plus of the nations on the face of the planet in some form of civil unrest against totalitarian rule. We all know about Hong Kong and Paris with the yellow vest, but we know it's much more than that. And in each case, Donald Trump is like the central figure. This is why they hate him so much. This is why they vilify him in the media so much. I mean, in Hong Kong, they were walking around with his picture and the American flag. So
they were walking around with thousands of American flags.
Well, this was a symbol. And my point is they need to stamp out this populism now because it's antithetical to a new world order. In fact, you see George Soros spending $1 billion to start a university for the sole purpose of being anti-nationalistic?
Yeah, I posted it. Yep.
What do you make of that?
Well, in toto, I mean, you've got the Catalan revolt in in one of my favorite cities up in Barcelona. You've got Brexit went through. You've got all these, Iranians have been rioting against the against the mullahs, and it's just all over the world. And if I was the evil overlord, you can bet a dozen crispy donuts, I'd be sending the mother of a bioweapon out. And when I saw that report about this stuff in India, I went, oh my God.
Yeah, it is disturbing. Do you remember in Canada, maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago, they had fires and people were evacuated and the Canadian authorities came into people's homes without their permission and started seizing their guns when they were vacated? Do you remember that?
Absolutely.
I think we're going to see the same thing here. I think we're going to see safe zones created, quarantine zones, and I think that's when they're going to get the guns because there'll be less resistance.
Well, because they got to check for the virus, Dave. They have to check for the virus.
They got to come into your house.
And, yeah.
They have to look in your pantry, and they have to look in the floorboards and everywhere else. You know, it's interesting. I did an interview with Bob Griswold on this, and he gave a very stark warning. He said, I can't tell you the circumstance, but I can tell you they're going to try to grab your guns and other important resources. So your prepper stuff, you need to hide. He said, have some of it out there so they can seize it and they go away happy. But he said also you need to hide the bulk of what you got. If you were to hide your stuff, just give me one example of what you would do.
Well, I'm pretty fortunate where I live because we've got in Weld County and Larimer County, got two great sheriffs, and they're violently opposed to red flag laws and taking people's guns, and I know long time relationships with some brother Marines that are in the Larimer County Sheriff's Department, and there's enough guns in a 7 mile radius of where I live to take over a Central American country. There's 650 cals within a 2 mile radius to where I'm sitting.
Hmm.
And they ain't got enough people. My East Coast source said, and you know who I'm talking about.
Paul, this is where we have a problem with losing our audience. Explain what you mean by your East Coast source.
Oh, he's a head of an agency on the East Coast.
Federal agency.
Yeah.
That has secrets.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And, just want to clarify.
Yeah. And he said that the time's coming, and he talks to a lot of law enforcement in his area. And he said the day's coming where these police officers, the uniforms are coming off. Put them in your truck, put your civvies on, go home, take care of your family.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what that leaves us with? What you've been writing about for quite a while is UN troops. But there ain't no way, unless they bring in battle tanks and thousands of troops to my area, that anybody's giving anything up. There'll be guns pointed at everything. You know, I don't live in a city, you know. And so, you know, Mike Adams, it was 2 weeks ago, he published a report. It was really good. And he gathered up a bunch of combat vets, SEALs, Special Forces, Delta. I don't know if you saw it or not. And he gave them, you know, worst case scenario. You guys lay it out, plan it out. He gave them 2 weeks. And they all came back and they said, the blue cities will burn. They're done. He said, you guys in flyover country are probably going to be pretty good. But, if you live in a major city and you don't have a bug out spot, you've got a problem. And I've said this, I mean, we've been talking about economics, you and I have, for years. And, I mean, they've inflated the biggest bubble in the history of the world. The last bubble that was created this big was during the Venetian banking collapse of mid-1400s. And they created a bubble, and it blew, and it put Europe in the Dark Ages for 300 years. This one makes that look like Sesame Street. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to realize that at some time there's going to be a pin that pokes this bubble. And this whatever it is virus could do it easily.
Well, this invites the question, how do you reinflate the last bubble?
Well, they're putting billions and billions and billions. They put $6.3 trillion in the repo market in the last month, Dave, to keep this thing up. They're putting billions, they put $6.3 billion, I think, yesterday into the bond market, for goodness sakes. This one thing you got to realize, it's over. We don't have a market. We don't have an economy. And with this virus, you've already covered the Baltic Dry Index today. For a marine battle plan, it's over. It just hadn't been on the hadn't been in a newspaper on Fox News or CNBC or whatever. But for all practical purposes, when you have to put that much money in a market to keep it afloat for a week or a month, it's not a market, it's not an economy.
What would you call
it? Trillions of dollars of digital zeros. These people are going to the repo window. It's all stock buybacks, Dave. That's all it is.
How much is the market artificially inflated? That tells you how far it's going to fall.
Well, right now, as best I can guess, the reports I've read, and especially the Western banking empire, is $2.5 quadrillion in debt. What does that tell you?
Well, the entire GDP of the planet's about $90 trillion. So that tells
exactly.
you that we have no hope of paying this off now or 500 years from now.
Exactly. Never.
Oh, boy. Lovely. People are having lunch right now. They are having stomach cramps, throwing their food out. This is
well, there was a great,
good.
There was a great talk show host, black talk show host out of East L.A. named Terry Anderson, and we just called him T.A. The guy literally did radio right up till he died. He had prostate cancer. But he used to come on his show and said, if you ain't pissed off, you ain't paying attention.
Oh, I remember Terry now. Yes.
Yeah, great guy. But, you know, we got bread and circuses out the wazoo, Dave. And the average guy on the street has no idea about anything. They don't know anything about history. They don't know anything about economics. And I guarantee you, I could talk to 100 people walking down the street in my little old bitty town that's got one stoplight, and none of them would know anything about this virus.
It's incredible.
And worse than that, and you and I have talked about this, because I really have been working on this for a long time, about the people that are on SSRIs. And it was 2 years ago, and I talked about this on your show. And I was talking about he's a peace officer. He's not a cop. Brother Marine works for Lemon County Sheriff's Department about 2 years ago. And I go, hey, what's on your guy's radar? He stops by the store late at night sometimes, talk to me. And he goes, really? And I go, yeah, really. He goes, what in the hell are we going to do with all the people in this town that are on SSRIs? I mean, there's whole families on it. And Russell, I hate to tell you this, buddy, but the only thing you can do is shoot them. Now, what do you think when trucking stops, when you've got 100 million plus people on SSRIs, and you don't go cold turkey off this stuff? You have to have a really good doc, and you have to really wean yourself off this stuff. What do you think is going to happen when 100 million people don't get their SSRI drugs? You want to talk about zombie apocalypse? There you go right there, buddy. Major cities, all these people are on this stuff. Docs hand this stuff out like candy. Not feeling good, got divorced, your car broke down, whatever. Here, take some of these. One of my favorite girls that I work with at the store, just gorgeous and very Cherokee looking like. And her boyfriend, which was a master welder, this kid was an artiste, no kidding. And he had a four-wheeler wreck and really busted him pretty bad. And he was depressed because he couldn't work. And the doc says, here, take these. Well, they gave him stuff that didn't work. Here, take these. That didn't work.
Wow.
And then they gave him the third one, and it completely altered the kid. I mean, he wasn't the same guy. And Mariah told me, she said, I'm going to have to move out. So this isn't the guy I fell in love with. And the only thing I can think of is she told him one day and went to take a nap, and he walked in the bedroom, shot her while she's taking a nap, and it took two bullets to put him down. But that's what happens with this stuff. That's a mill atom bomb that's going to go off in this country at some point.
Yeah, and a lot of it's going to be in the blue cities, as you said, because who's on welfare the most and who gets medicated the most? And you go to these clinics, it's like, hey, we don't want to deal with your problem. Here, take these psychoactive drugs.
Exactly.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And the blue cities are going to be a disaster. And the only people that are going to have guns in those blue cities are going to be the criminals.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at... Even if they're red, you look at Dallas, Fort Worth, look at Houston, little places like Wichita, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Phoenix, wherever. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are on SSRIs. And if Mike Adams, you know, he called you and you called me, and if this thing has the same rate of recombining and, you know, doubling and tripling in a week or 5 days or something like that, at some point they're going to shut everything down. And I just said a few minutes ago, the Truckers Association said, when this thing goes hot, we're not coming in. Our truckers are not coming in.
Well, the same thing's true of the first responders. And I asked a question the other day in a podcast, and I just said, how long will your first responders stay on the job? And people, you know, they're doing the live chat thing, and they're writing in, and they go, for as long as it takes. Well, for some of them, that might be true. But for most of them, we have data on this. We know the average first responder lasts 3 to 4 days in a crisis, and they leave their post, and they go home to protect their family.
Exactly. That's what the East Coast, you know, was telling guys in his area, state troopers, police officers, and you guys, you know, when this thing really gets bad, he said, take those uniforms off. Number one, you're going to be a target because everybody hates cops. And go home and take care of your families. I mean, firemen will be doing it. I mean, everybody will be doing it at some point.
I've actually been told that people are going to fake being police and first responders so they can get people to relax and then rob them.
Oh, I don't doubt that a bit. Won't happen in my area because everybody knows everybody, literally. But in major cities, absolutely.
Yeah, people pretending to be National Guard, sheriffs, deputies. This is what I've read about in some of these disaster scenarios, too. They said, trust nobody. You think we're going to see massive bug outs, or are people going to be forced to hunker down where they're at?
Well, they're not going to know where to go. I mean, where are you going to go? I mean, if this thing goes totally hot like China, where are you going to bug out to? I mean, if you've got the gas and the wherewithal, I mean, like I can be in Wyoming in 30 minutes. You know, I've got a good friend's got a really, really, really out of the way cabin, nice cabin, and you know, I'm 3 hours away from that. But I'm not really too afraid of my area. But for you people in the large cities, major cities, smaller cities, you better have a backup plan, maybe hopefully some relatives out in the country, and you know, let them know you're coming ahead of time, and you know, but you got to have food and you got to have water. If you're going to have to travel for a couple of days, you got to have gasoline to get there, because at some time the fuel supplies are going to run down. Your little grocery store ain't going to have jack. You know, I told a story, what, it was about 4 years ago. They had it was a really big Albertson store. I mean, really big in North Fort Collins. And we had a thumper coming in. We had a big, big snowstorm coming in. It was about 3 feet in most areas, some places 4 feet. And, they wiped that whole grocery store out in 6 hours. Literally, a huge Albertsons store was just completely wiped out in 6 hours. So that's what happens when people panic.
First day prepping, people don't realize it. By the time you realize there's a problem, it's often too late.
Yeah,
and there are 8-9-1-1 coming. You know, I think you published this on your site at revolutionradio.org, but I had some inside information about some martial law provisions that Acting Director Gaynor of FEMA presented to the Trump people. And in there was total martial law, shutdown, seclusion in your house. You think we'll actually see that?
I think that's very possible, because where are you going to go? I mean, if you ain't got your stuff ready, I mean, I can stay where I'm at for 3 years with no problem. But most people can't do that. And I mean, I just can't get my head wrapped around what's going to happen in these big cities. I mean, you've already got, LA's got 64 blocks of homeless.
Yes.
Portland's got homeless. Columbia had to leave. Columbia clothing. They had to leave Portland because there was gazillions of poopers and people and dope fiends sitting outside their office. They had to leave.
I like how you just invented that term to keep us in line with the FCC. Poopers. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome, sir. But you know, San Francisco's done. L.A.'s for all practical purposes done. California, except for Northern California's, for all practical purposes done. New York's done. I mean, these people, Illinois is done. Their pension fund is into the billions. That'll never get repaid. These people are leaving out for Texas. A lot of them going to Florida, stuff like that. So, I mean, we're in an economic nightmare, and we're in a fixing to be, hopefully not, but I think these people have set their foot on the accelerator for population control, is my belief.
So you think this is, as I think the main purpose is to take Trump down because of bad economy and give the Democrats a fighting chance in the election because he's the symbol of populism around the planet. That's my number one anticipated goal. For you, though, it sounds like you believe the number one goal here is depopulation.
Well, like I've said before, they've been right about it for 50 years. There's enough quotes to fill up a library.
That was a good political answer. I like that. Listen, I don't discount what you're saying, though. But I still maintain if depopulation is their goal, there's going to be a second wave bioweapon. The coronavirus will not be all that it is. That's a scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you talked about your FEMA guy that came to your office and bugged out with some other like-minded people, and he was telling you, he said, Dave, we got bioweapons that nobody knows about.
Yeah, that's true. He did say that, and he was afraid of ending up like a brown shirt for knowing too much. So he said,
exactly,
for self-protection, I had to get out of here, because if the plot fails and people go on trial, they kill him because he's a witness.
Yep. So, there may be a second wave of something we're not even going to see coming.
Wow. Do you think there's a vaccine that could actually work for this? I don't. What do you think?
I don't either. You know, there's been lots of yak today in the last 24 hours about working on a vaccine, and mm-hmm. it would take a year to create a vaccine, do the testing on it, you know, testing on the animals and then testing on humans and all that stuff. But I don't think they got time enough. And number two, I don't think they want to have time enough. What are you, and I've told you this, and this goes back to the gun issue. We've said it on other programs, and I go, you're the evil dictator. And you got the most heavily armed population in the history of the world. What are you going to do with that? It's real simple. We've talked about this over and over and over again. You shut the grid down, and you hit them with a bioweapon.
And what did the Chinese defense minister say in July?
Mr. Wang? Wasn't
Mr. Wei Fang. Wei Fang, yep.
Wei Fang, yeah. Yeah. He laid it out. He wrote about it and published several articles on it.
He said that we can't invade nations around us and sustain ourselves. We need what America's got, and we're not interested in co-tenancy. We're wiping America out with race-specific bioweapons. Do you recall that?
Yep, absolutely.
See, that's what I think phase two is. That's what I would guess phase two would be.
I'm sure all the Democrats were clapping when they read that report.
So what's a good country to do, Paul? How do we respond?
I don't know. I talked to two people today, personally, and face-to-face. They're moving to Panama.
It'll spread more near the equator. Did you know that?
With the heat, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The heat and humidity.
Yeah.
I might go to Siberia. Maybe Joe Biden's people are onto something. There could be safety in the Soviet gulags.
that's a distinct possibility.
Yeah.
But you guys need to have a plan. You know, in the Marine Corps, we used to joke. We had a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, and a plan D, and the last plan was the old crap plan, which was plan E, because we were kind of the bastard children of the military. I mean, we had to scrabble around for what we got and everything, but we had we had multiple plans for everything, and I think the audience ought to take the Marine Corps plan of a five stages old crap plan and see what you can figure out.
Yeah. Oh, poop.
But you yeah.
There you go.
But you've got to realize that they're not shutting air travel down. Number one, it has to be shut down worldwide now.
I know.
And health professionals and, you know, government health agencies, look at what you've got, look where we're at, you know, what can we do? But as history shows us, governments protect themselves.
That's why they have continuity of government rules.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Yeah. There was a movie made about an asteroid where a million people got drawn to a lottery to go underground and survive. And we wouldn't even get that privilege from our leaders, but they'd make sure they'd survive. And like I said, there's two tiers of citizens. And I have to tell you, we're not on, as George Carlin said, we're not in the club. That's the bottom
exactly.
line.
Exactly.
Paul, give out your website again. We're just about out of time here, so how do people follow your good work?
www.revolutionradio.org.
Revolutionradio.org.
Yep.
Good news.
I'm just one lonely.
Site.
Yep. Just one lonely Marine redneck doing the best I can with what I got. But you guys make a plan. If you're not in a really high rural area like I am, if you're in Denver, if you're in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, wherever you're at, have a plan and be able to take your food with you, your water with you. You may want to put a little trailer behind that and put some gas cans in it, but at least have a plan.
Well, unfortunately, most Americans don't even have 3 days of food. So those that plan are going to have a greater chance for survival, no question. Paul, we are flat out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, sharing your insights on what's coming. And I guess we'll find out, you know, how right we both are by watching events unfold. But right now, it looks kind of grim. Thanks a lot, Paul, for joining us here on the Common Sense Show. To everybody else, we'll see you back here again next time.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.